"Now or never, Kelly," Razor said.
"Oh, now," she said, and stood up.
"Definitely." The visor of her shell helmet slid down. Collins had given her carte blanche on selecting her equipment back in Tranquility, so she had asked for Razor's advice and bought what he suggested. After all, it was in his own interest not to have a liability tramping through the jungle with a scout team. "Keep it simple and make it the best," he'd said. "You're not combat trained, so all you have to do is keep up with us and stay undetected."
"I can load combat programs into my neural mnemonics," she'd offered generously.
Razor simply laughed. She had wound up with a one-piece suit of rubbery body armor produced in the new Californian system that would protect her from a modest level of attack from both projectile and energy beam weapons. Razor had taken her to an armorer who serviced mercenary equipment and had a chameleon lair added. More aero vets whirred overhead as she hurried down the airlock steps into the river. Steam hung in the air. She was glad of the shell helmet's air filters. Cremated birds bobbed around her ankles. Pat Hallahan and Jalal were unloading the gear from the forward cargo hold.
"Help them," Razor ordered Kelly.
He was wading through the shallows, carrying some composite containers. A nylon harness held a black metallic sphere about 20 centimeters in diameter to his right side, just above his equipment belt. Kelly wondered what it was. Her neural mnemonics couldn't identify it. There were no visible features to assist the search and comparison program. None of the other mercenaries had one. She knew this wasn't the time to ask. The space plane's steps were already folding back into the fuselage. She set to, stacking the metal cases and composite containers on the muddy grass of the bank. Razor and Pat carried a trunk-sized zero-tau pod ashore. The black, negating surface evaporated to reveal a white plastic cylinder. It split open, and a mahogany-colored, veneered hound lumbered out. Kelly thought its fangs could probably cut through her armor suit. Razor knelt down beside the big beast and ruffled its head fondly with his hand.
"Hallo, Fenton. How are you, boy?"
Fenton yawned, pink tongue hanging limply between his front fangs.
"Go and have a look round for me. Go on."
Razor patted his hindquarters as he rose. Fenton swung his Neolithic head round to give his master a slightly maligning look, but trotted off obediently into the undergrowth. Kelly had been standing perfectly still.
"He's well trained," she said vaguely.
"He's well bonded," Razor replied. "I have affinity neuron symbionts fitted."
"Ah." Pat and Jalal were wading ashore with a second zero-tau pod.
"Adieu," Ashley datavised.
The space plane lifted with a brassy shriek. Vigorous geysers of water sprouted under the compressor nozzles, splashing up against the carbetanium fuselage. Then it was above the trees, undercarriage folding up, and the geysers withering away to white foam ripples. Kelly tracked her shell helmet sensors round the forbidding wall of water-basted jungle.
"Oh, crap, I'm committed now."
She watched the space plane pitch up nearly to the vertical and accelerate away into the eastern sky at high speed. Her neural mnemonics said they had landed less than 3 minutes ago. The explosion was large enough for the General's ordinary sensor clusters to pick it up as the starship fell into the planet's umbra, leaving Amarisk behind. For the vastly more sensitive observation satellites in low orbit, it registered as a savage multispectrum glare overloading some scanners. Terence Smith's neural mnemonics informed him it was the space plane from the Black Hawk Cyania, which had been landing a scout team in the Qualheim counties. It had been on the ground when the blast happened.
"What the hell was that?" he demanded.
"No idea," Oliver Thwellen replied.
"Shit, it was over 70 kilometers from the nearest piece of red cloud."
"Did the scout team get clear?"
"No response from any of their personal communicator blocks,"
one of the bridge's communication officers reported. Bugger. His neural mnemonic strategy display showed him the remaining 4 space planes climbing into orbit. 7 more had already docked with their parent starships.
two were maneuvering for a rendezvous.